Throughout the war in Iraq, the U.S. military said it never deliberately targeted civilians, but plenty were caught in the crossfire. The Iraqi military placed and fired weapons in urban neighborhoods and other built-up areas, and U.S. forces returned fire. Now they're having to clear up some of the mess they've left behind in those neighborhoods. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Baghdad.
The Al-Qurunneq neighborhood in southern Baghdad has all the hallmarks of a quiet middle-class neighborhood. But the narrow streets, lined with dusty bougainvillea bushes and flat-roofed houses, became part of the battleground between the Iraqi military and the Western forces. And even though the fighting is over, the danger in this neighborhood hasn't gone away.
Look at that. Look at that. It is explosive.
This is an explosive.
Bombs must be explosive if he want to cut the flower. I have 5 children.
Khozai Abdul-Majid gingerly picks his way through his front garden and points to 3 black cylindrical objects lying in the tall grass. Several more are scattered around his home. The canisters are part of a cluster bomb, a weapon that's designed to explode and send out deadly shards. But often the canisters don't detonate on impact, so the unexploded weapon remains a hazard. Residents say 4 men were killed last week by one of the bomblets. Majid says he and his neighbors have asked the American military to clear the remnants of warfare.
I want someone to help us to take off these bombs. We want to return to our houses. Yesterday they said we come, but they did not come. We are waiting them.
The problem is there are only 2 ordnance disposal experts with the U.S. military assigned to clear more than 100 unexploded cluster bombs lying on the roads, rooftops, and hanging from the trees in this neighborhood. Captain Thomas Austin, a combat engineer with the 101st Airborne, says they've been in touch with the residents.
We start in one area and we just kind of work our way out until we can get to these neighborhoods. We just basically tell the people as much as possible to, you know, stay away from them, mark them, keep the children away, keep the pets away, things like that.
But many residents in the area wonder why the Western forces used the controversial bombs on their neighborhood in the first place. Austin says the U.S. military was using cluster bombs against Iraqi military rather than civilian targets.
There's military installations all around here. There's 2 within 1 kilometer of here. They put the anti-aircraft guns maybe 200 meters from this neighborhood. I've seen all over Baghdad, they put anti-aircraft guns, tanks, everything, inside neighborhoods, next to houses, things like that. And so when these things target airplanes, they take the grid location of the system and they have to shoot back at it.
But residents say the nearby military installation is an Air Force Academy that was destroyed in the 1991 Gulf War and has long since been abandoned. And they wonder if 2 anti-aircraft batteries warrants the use of a cluster bomb. There's been ongoing debate over whether cluster bombs should be used in urban areas. Cluster bombs are not considered a precision weapon. They're meant to take out armored vehicles or large numbers of enemy troops in one hit. If they go off target, especially in a built-up area, they can kill many innocent people. And destroying the unexploded bomblets can present huge challenges. A military bomb disposal expert yells at local residents to move away from an unexploded cluster bomb. Normally, the bomblets are destroyed by building a mud dam around the canister and pouring plaster of Paris on top. But the military bomb experts have run out of that, and efforts to use local material didn't work. So they're having to blow up the cluster bombs instead. Cleaning up the remnants of American explosives may be controlled, but the continuous sound of explosions after the war is supposed to be over has left this neighborhood feeling like it's still in the middle of a battlefield. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Baghdad.